Murmur of the Heart was first released in 1971, and it's astonishing to remember what else came out within a few months before and after it. The Godfather, The Conformist, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, The Last Picture Show, Cabaret, The French Connection, The Sorrow and the Pity, Dirty Harry, Claire's Knee, The Garden of the Finzi Continis, Clute, A Clockwork Orange, Bananas, Straw Dogs, and all within a 12-month period. A year like that at the movies now seems impossible. It's hard to imagine even a decade measuring up. And the gap between then and now really shows. When I saw Murmur of the Heart again a few days ago, I listened to the reactions of the audience around me, and I realized something terrible. Most of us don't even know how to look at a movie this challenging and deliciously open-ended anymore. The other films we see haven't prepared us, haven't brought us up to speed. A woman behind me spent the film complaining about what she called its slapstick humor. A man in front of me objected to the famous incest scene. How dare a movie encourage such behavior? Murmur of the Heart offended this audience, because it shows naughty things without condemning them. It lets its characters' randiest impulses dance lewdly in front of our eyes, and then dares us not to feel liberated at the sight. Murmur of the Heart tells us that, under the staid surface of bourgeois life, a million desires are yearning to break loose. And if those desires shouldn't exactly be given free rein, neither should we pretend that they're not there. The movie has the intimacy of a memoir. It takes place in Dijon in 1954, and Louis Malle does a brilliant job of painting in the politics, the history, the very atmosphere in the streets. The story centers on the family of a well-to-do but rather severe gynecologist, his enchanting Italian wife and their three sons, two older boys, and 14-year-old Laurent, the family genius. He admires his brother's inventive scampishness and knows that someday his brains will take him beyond them. The movie's subject is sex, particularly the raucous, haywire sexuality of adolescence. And with the most wonderful delicacy, Malle captures the teenage sex drive in all its anarchic power. How it makes a kid rebellious, gallant, brutal, tender, cruel, and sophisticated all at once. Malle takes an almost zen-like delight in everything that passes before his camera, from the books Laurent reads to the messy feelings that wash over him when he sees his beautiful young mother refusing sex to his drunken father and then motoring away with her dashing lover. Léa Massari, who plays the mother, is marvelous. She captures the poignancy of a free spirit who realizes her freedom is not bringing her happiness. And, as Laurent, young Benoît Ferreux is remarkable. He looks a little like Tom Waits, with a long monkey face and bony simian wrists and legs. But you can also see the mischievous intelligence behind the eyes. Like some grade school Dostoevskian hero, he senses that his brains give him the right to be bad. With its gorgeous cinematography and its dazzling bebop score, Murmur of the Heart is an enchantment. But it might not be, or not as much anyway, if it weren't also a little shocking. Perhaps the mightiest shock comes from remembering just how rich and subtle a mere movie can be, and how long it's been since they made them like this one.